Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Deltina Hay is here too, ladies and gentlemen. She's a new friend. Deltina is the author of The Social Media Survival Guide. Also, her new book, The Bootstrapper's Guide to the Mobile Web. She's a longtime web developer. She's a publisher. She's a social media pioneer, and she's our new friend. Deltina Hay, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be here.
Good to talk to you. Congratulations on all your success and on your books, especially the Bootstrapper's Guide to the Mobile Web. I have been telling my audience about mobile now for probably about 3 years. For at least that long, I've been telling small business owners, if you don't own a smartphone, you must go buy one today, because otherwise you don't know what your customers want. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it really is a global opportunity, and it's one that is, you know, I mean, one of my taglines is, if you're not mobile, you're not going anywhere.
Right.
In business.
Now, one of the things that I've been trying to help them understand is that the power of this, the magnitude of it, there's so many things I could say that would demonstrate that. Eric Schmidt said, the former CEO of Google, said Google will be more successful in the future with mobile than we ever were with the desktop. That got my attention, Deltina. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think in that same interview, that same speech that he did, that he says that they, and this was 3 years ago.
Exactly.
He said they're doing everything for mobile first. And then the desktop. It's no longer that the mobile is an afterthought. It's like it's mobile first,
right,
and then they'll make it work for the desktop. And so if you look at, you know,
and small business owners are doing the opposite of that.
I know they're trying to force everything into the desktop and drive even mobile traffic.
Develop for mobile after a fashion. And they don't realize that if I'm not going to tell small business owners that they need to abandon the desktop or make the desktop. I don't think the desktop should be a stepchild to mobile yet for them. But I definitely think that mobile needs to be 1B. If desktop is 1A, mobile needs to be 1B. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. It just needs to be included in their plan no matter what. I by no means think that we need to abandon, desktops and laptop, mobile sites and such. But mobile has to be one of those options. It's like if I develop something for the desktop, you know, mobile has to go right along with it. I have to be thinking about how I can also present this to the mobile audience. Otherwise, you're just missing out on too much.
Where would you start if someone's listening and they're saying, okay, I get it. I believe you guys. I give up. I'm going to start a mobile strategy. What's my first step?
Well, I think the first step is don't panic. But then step 1A would be to look at what you have in existence already and what works, you know, the place where you're driving a lot of traffic. And then think about getting that ready for mobile. You don't have to leap into mobile apps right away. Just think about, okay, what do I have right now that I put so much time and effort into and that, you know, that seems to have been worked for me in the past, and how can I get that ready for mobile? And then you might want to think about, you know, the possibility of having mobile apps. You know, if you look at my book, one of the things that I say is that you may not need a mobile app right now.
Right.
You know, that might be something that you want to weigh. And so you don't think that this has to be something, you know, brand new that's going to be overwhelming, that you have to get into.
But let's make sure let's help folks understand that a mobile app and a mobile site are two different things. And,
absolutely.
And what I've said before, Deltina, is every small business owner needs a mobile site, but not every small business needs a mobile app. What do you think?
Exactly. Yeah, I agree 100%. You know, if you are, and the other thing too is that, you know, not every business necessarily needs a mobile site, because not every business necessarily needs a website that's driving traffic to, because that's a
if
whole
you
other
sell
argument
battleships
for social
to the
media.
If you sell battleships to the government, you probably don't need a mobile site. But if you are, if you're a Main Street small business, you probably do need a mobile site.
Right. And so, yeah, so there's the, you know, the difference is you're going to be looking at what you already have in place as far as your website and your web presence, and think about how you can convert or add something to it to get it ready for a mobile audience. And then the, you know, the other side of that coin is that you might consider doing a mobile app, you know, later on or in addition to what you're doing.
But you may never. Depending on what you do, depending on what information you're delivering to customers, prospects, depending on what they expect from you, you may never do a mobile app. I'll give you an example. We decided 2 years ago, we looked at apps. We actually designed an app. And then we said, wait a minute, an app, because of the way we deliver product, our digital information, including audio and video, I said, we decided that we didn't need an app, we needed a mobile site. And so we'll probably never have an app.
Sure. And, you know, there's I also walk through in the book a method for creating what's called a mobile shortcut. And so you could theoretically create a mobile version of your website and then have instructions on the site for how people can then save that as a shortcut to the home screen of a mobile device. So it's still top of mind, you know, right alongside their Angry Birds, you know, so they still have instant access to your site just by clicking on it, and it opens a browser.
You have your own icon. If people want, if you have a restaurant and or if there's a, if you're a supplier and you're one of your customers wants to make sure they know, you know, what you have or whatever, they can put you up on their screen as an it looks like an app. It's just that it links to your mobile site.
Yeah, exactly. But the key here is that it links to your mobile site.
Right.
So that it's linking someplace where people can have a really good user experience on a mobile device.
Deltina, I got to take a quick break. Give us your website, please.
Okay.
What's your website?
The bootstrappersguide.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. 20 after, right back with Deltina. Hey, we got more on your mobile strategy after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.